Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could join us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. This week, we've been looking at an article, a very short article, that was found on page 6 of the August 2019 edition of Ensign Magazine, found in the Portraits of Faith section, and it highlights the conflict that a young black member by the name of Tamika Barnes had regarding the priesthood ban, which, of course, as we've explained, was a teaching that prohibited those of African descent from holding the Mormon priesthood. That was reversed in 1978. So this article is featuring Tamika Barnes and how she was able to overcome the news of this difficult doctrine that many black members in the church eventually, I would say, come to learn. How do they handle it? Well, she is apparently a success story because, as it says in the opening statement, thanks to the Book of Mormon, she held tight. And that's what we want to talk about today, because in this article, Tamika Barnes talks about this moment she had in her life once learning about this doctrine, this priesthood ban, and the reasons that many people felt were behind the ban in the first place. And I might mention again, she talks about some people telling her these things or reading things, but she doesn't tell us where she reads this, and she doesn't tell us who the some people are. But one of the things that she heard was, for instance, you weren't as valiant in the war in heaven. And as we've explained this week, that comes from leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, not lay members, though they may parrot what they've read from the leadership. But what do you do as a member of the church when you hear these things? And so she says she had a crisis of faith when I thought that I could just walk away from it all. But she doesn't. What does it say in the article from that point on, Eric?
But at that moment, I thought, is the Book of Mormon true? Do you believe it to be true? I could answer, yes, without a shadow of a doubt, I believe it to be true. Then the Spirit told me, well, if the Book of Mormon is true, then everything else is.
And in yesterday's show, I explained that that statement, then everything else is, becomes a little confusing because she's not specific what the everything else is. Could it be, maybe, it's the statements that were made prior to 1978? Could that be true if the Book of Mormon is true? Now, I tend to doubt that's the conclusion she came to, because I don't think she wants to acknowledge or certainly accept anything that was said, even by perhaps leaders in her church prior to 1978, as to why this priesthood ban was put in place. And as we've already explained, this was not just mere speculation, and that's the word that's used in this article. It was considered a direct commandment from God. It was referred to as doctrine.
Bill, let me just state the obvious. When it comes to revelation in Mormonism, personal revelation is everything. In fact, in this very same issue, August 2019, Terrence M. Vinson of the Presidency of the 70 has an entire article titled The Essential Role of Revelation. Revelation is an essential factor in knowing the things of God. They cannot be learned solely by study and reason. And he talks about in this article that you need to go with revelation over what are the facts. And I think here, this is what she has done, as many Latter-day Saints will do. They have such a personal conviction, a burning in your bosom, if you will, that the whole Mormon story is true because of the Book of Mormon, regardless of the doubts that she's having because of what she has found out about the ban on blacks to the priesthood before 1978.
But what bothers me, though, Eric, is when she says, if the Book of Mormon is true, then everything else is. And again, setting aside my not really understanding what the everything else is, what does the Book of Mormon have to say about this? Now, certainly the Book of Mormon does not teach that those of African descent should be banned from holding the priesthood. It doesn't even talk about the priesthood as Mormons understand it today. But it does say this. It says in 2 Nephi 26, and I'm going to start with 32, "And again the Lord God hath commanded that men should not murder, that they should not lie, that they should not steal, that they should not take the name of the Lord their God in vain, and that they should not envy, that they should not have malice, that they should not contend one with another, and that they should not commit whoredoms, and that they should do none of these things, for whoso doeth them shall perish." Now, the reason I had to read that long section, because that's what gives sense to the next verse. "For none of these iniquities come of the Lord, for he doeth that which is good among the children of men, and he doeth nothing save it be plain unto the children of men, and he inviteth them all to come unto him and partake of his goodness, and he denieth none that come unto him, black and white, bond and free, male and female, and he remembereth the heathen, for all are alike unto God, both Jew and Gentile." Now, if Tamika Barnes is going to hold on to her faith because of what the Book of Mormon tells her, that if the Book of Mormon is true, everything else is, this obviously must be true to Tamika Barnes. And it says, all are alike unto God. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the fact that I doubt that any Mormon leader that supported the priesthood ban up until 1978, I doubt they did not read this. I'm sure they all read this. How did they explain it before 1978? Is merely when it says, invite them to come unto him, does that merely mean become a member of the Lord's restored church? Perhaps, but let's not forget, post June 1978, Mormon Apostle Bruce McConkie comes out with a sermon titled, All Are Alike Unto God, in which McConkie himself admits that he had to put aside all that he believed prior to the opening up of the priesthood to all worthy male members, including those of African descent. In other words, McConkie was using this verse to say that as far as God's concerned, he's colorblind. But that's not how it was understood before then. Is Tamika Barnes familiar with that? Does she understand that that's what the Book of Mormon says? And if it does say that and she believes it to be true, at least if it was me, I would be wondering, well, how come my leaders didn't get this? How come they get it after 1978, but they didn't seem to get it before June of 1978?
The phrase that sticks out to me most in verse 33 is, he doeth nothing save it be plain unto the children of men. And yet, if you ask a Latter-day Saint today, why was there a ban on those with black skin before 1978? And the answer that I typically get is, well, we're not sure. It's all speculation. And yet, as we've been reading the last few days, some of the citations from the leaders, there was no doubt as to why, because they were not as valiant in the pre-existence, because they may have done some things that they should not have done. And so they were given that as a curse. And yet, today, many Latter-day Saints have no idea, and this verse says that it should have been as plain as possible.
And what's really sad about what you just said, Eric, is a lot of Latter-day Saints don't care. I mean, for much of its history, it was punishing those of African heritage in their church, punishing them by not allowing them to hold this important priesthood, preventing them from going to the temple and experiencing what they call blessings in the temple, like being sealed with their families for time and eternity. And for many Latter-day Saints, it's like they just shrug their shoulders and act like they don't care. Well, I get the impression that perhaps even Tamika Barnes is kind of like that, even though she comes from a race that was certainly affected by this teaching, this doctrine as Mormon leaders described it.
Now, Joseph Smith is the translator of the Book of Mormon. I'm wondering if he's getting verse 33 from Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, which says, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus."
So there would be no divisions of race in the New Testament. We don't see this teaching in the New Testament, but clearly it was a part of Mormonism, as I've said, for much of its history. Now, she goes on to say in this article, "I got the impression that the gospel is perfect, but people aren't." Now, what people aren't perfect? Who is she referring to? Again, I have to ask, is this just mere fellow lay members in the church who may have said some things about what they learned about Mormonism's past, or is she in fact referring to the leaders who taught these things?
I think she's referring to the former, and the next sentence I think shows that in the context. And so she says, I have to remind myself over and over that people, and I think her fellow members, sometimes do things and say things that don't match with what the gospel tells us. Some people in the church are going to say things that are wrong. The gospel is perfect, but people aren't perfect. The church is for imperfect people. We're trying to get there, but we're still a long way from it.
Well, let me stop you there, Eric, because she could very well be referring to her friends, her peers in the local ward. But we've already demonstrated that it goes far beyond just mere comments made by locals in the ward. This goes back to the leadership of the church. So when she says that some people in the church are going to say things that are wrong, I hope Tamika Barnes is at least honest enough with herself to admit that the some people that she should be including in this are those who the church says are commissioned by God to instruct and guide the people of the LDS Church in ways that are true. That would include all those leaders that we cited earlier in the week that are giving credit to God and insisting that the reason why those of African heritage could not hold this priesthood was because of something they did in the pre-existence in what they call the war in heaven, where Lucifer, who is, according to Mormonism, the spirit brother of all of us as human beings, including Jesus, when he rebels against God the Father, Heavenly Father, and our brother Jesus, as they would say, he's kicked out of heaven, and there's one-third of God's spirit children who are not as valiant as they could have been in the cause of Christ. They were not neutral, but they were not as valiant as they could have been. That would be those like Tamika Barnes. And she mentions this doctrine, although she's kind of dismissing it as mere speculation. And for all we know, you're right, Eric, she could be saying that the some people that she heard this from were just the average members who should have known better. But I would say, don't you think the leaders should have known better?
Let me wrap up her article. She writes, a friend asked me point blank, how did you stay knowing all of this? I said, it's my testimony of the Book of Mormon. I believe it to be true. No, I know it to be true. Now, Bill, what I find fascinating, in fact, I've written an article on our website, mrm.org/10 Book of Mormon, and there's hyphens between the 10 Book of Mormon, the number 10 Book of Mormon, and I list 10 reasons why there are all kinds of problems with the Book of Mormon. Let me just give you a few. There's no archaeological support. There's no evidence that Joseph Smith had the ability to translate Egyptian. The plates would have been impossible to move for 3 miles, and there is no manuscript evidence to support the evidence of such a book. Bill, I'm going to say that if she's going to base all of Mormonism based on the Book of Mormon, I still think there are major problems.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.